I'm Mark Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. A gun rights group has dropped its efforts to recall a Colorado Democratic lawmaker over his stance on gun control. 91.5 KRCC's Scott Franz has more.
Tom Sullivan voted for an extreme risk protection order, or so-called red flag bill, during the legislative session. Rocky Mountain gun owners had until July 12th to collect signatures to get the recall on the ballot. Sullivan went door-to-door campaigning.
The overwhelming response was, no, Tom, we want you to do exactly what we elected you to do. A lot of them were outraged about what was happening, and we certainly saw that. In the Republican Party.
Sullivan lost his son in the 2012 Aurora Theater shooting, and he received nationwide support from prominent Democrats once the recall was announced. He predicts its failure will empower his fellow Democratic lawmakers when they start meeting again next year. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
Commercial rafting companies are avoiding three sections of the Arkansas River in Colorado after high water level advisories were issued. Advisories in place for two river sections between the towns of Granite and Buena Vista. The third advisory is for the river segment running through the Royal Gorge west of Canyon City. National Weather Service has also issued flood warnings along the Arkansas for the next several days. One area concerned is at Canyon City. The other is located at Avondale, east of Pueblo. An inmate who was found hanging in her cell at the El Paso County Jail last week has died. Her death marked the first suicide at the jail since July of 2009. The woman's name has not been released. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.